scripture reading.
创世纪第一章二十七节到二十八节。
The scripture is taken from Genesis 1 verses 27 to 28.
造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Before I invite the theme speaker, allow me to have a short introduction of our Mission Convention speaker, Reverend David Dong.
董嘉华牧师来自台湾，他在美国牧养有大概十年，特别关心留学生、年轻人，还有在职场上的基督徒。现在他是社会华福中心的总干事，也主持《使命门徒》广播节目，访问许多全球华人教会的领袖。他也写了几本关于门徒训练和职场使命的书。我也很开心，在这两天都有跟董牧师有一些交流，然后我才知道他的嗜好，你们知道吗？ OK， 我告诉你，他平常很喜欢的嗜好就是一边看书，一边喝咖啡，一边吃点心，还有喜欢 shake shake。
Okay, Reverend David Dong was born in Taiwan. So after college, he earned his Master of Divinity in 2008 and then Doctor of Theology in 2015. And then he served in the U.S. for 10 years. He has special interest to the young generation, as well as he was also serving the Chinese international students. So he's currently the General Secretary of COWI. He's also a podcaster who hosts Missional Discipleship Podcast, interviewing global Chinese Christian leaders weekly. And he's also author of a few books, Discipleship in the 21st Century, Missional Discipleship in the 21st Century.
董嘉华牧师成为我们今年的拆船年会主题讲员。今早他会将分享的信息主题为跨代同行的群体。
So we're glad that this morning he will share the topic Generations Together of God's Mission.
现在我们请董牧师分享信息，黄小青姐妹做粤语传译，还有谢文绕执事做英语的传译。
So let's welcome Reverend David Dong to preach, and Sister Cindy Wong will interpret to Cantonese, and I'll be interpreting to English.
Brothers and
sisters, good morning.
哇，看来以后我来都一定要吃 Shake Shack 了。
I think I must come here more often to eat Shake Shack.
我喜欢这一次宣教年会的一个主题。
So this is our topic.
就是宣教不是某一代的人的事。
God's mission is not something for a particular generation.
而在这些事上，我们可以一起同行。
But it's something that we journey together.Across generations.
其实我们很早就跟华人堂一起同工了，大家知道吗？
Actually, in the early days, we already partnered with Grace Church.
我第一次听到宣教这个名词的时候，
The first time we heard of the word missions,
是我十三岁那一年。
It was when I was 13.
带领我的辅导，
my mentor,
有一次在我们退休会的时候，
in a retreat,
他就分享他即将离开我们。
He was sharing that he will be leaving us.
然后大家都哭得很伤心。
Everyone was crying.
我那个时候刚刚进团契，所以我不太伤心。
So at the time I just joined the fellowship.
可是我就很好奇，为什么这个辅导要离开？
So I was very curious why this mentor is leaving.
他就分享到说，因为他要去非洲宣教。
So he shared that he was going to Africa to do missions.
这两个字有印象。
So that's my first impression of missions.
而这位辅导是谁呢？
So who is this mentor?
就是你们在支持的 Debbie 谢丽娟宣教士。
So this the one of the missionaries that you support.
他也是我们教会当年差派出来的第一队的宣教士。
So he's also the first missionaries that my church sent out.
其实我们已经同工了好多年了。
So actually we have been partnering for many many years.
其实世代之间要一起同行不容易。
So for generations to journey together is not easy.
在世界各地的华人教会中。
In the Chinese church around the world,
世代之间的冲突其实无所不在。
So the conflicts in the world is many.
我不知道华人堂了，我讲的是别的教会。
So I'm not talking about Grace Church, I'm talking about other churches.
大概90%的教会，当我们有机会私下聊天的时候，他们都会跟我说，世代好难同工哦。
So 90% of the time, churches share that at this time it's very hard to work together.
世代之间其实也很容易有共鸣。
So actually, but there are also things that are in common across generations.
儿子老大他很喜欢电吉他。
So my eldest son, he loves electric guitar.
他这个他喜欢的音乐风格跟我不太一样。
So the genre of the music that he loves is very different from mine.
听一些放松的音乐的时候，我好紧绷。
So when I want to listen to some relaxing music, I feel very tense.
我喜欢听 coffee jazz.
So I love to listen to jazz.
跟那种重金属是不太一样的。
So it's very different from heavy metals.
我在马来西亚主持一个婚礼的时候。
So once I was in Malaysia, officiated a marriage.
做了一首歌。
So there was a song.
是香港 Beyond 乐团的《海阔天空》。
So it's a popular song in Hong Kong, 海阔天空。
下的时候。
So when the music begins,
你可以看到全场为之疯狂。
So everybody were very excited.
开始唱这首歌
，then singing along and dancing along.
我突然发现，原来我的儿子也会讲广东话。
So I realized my son can speak Cantonese as well.
在吉隆坡哎
，so I was in KL.
可是你看到老的、少的
，so old and young,
讲英文的、讲普通话的
，those who speak English, those who speak Mandarin,
一起唱这首粤语歌。
So everybody sang together this Cantonese song.
所以重点不是世代能不能同行。
So the point is not whether they can journey together.
当我们找到共鸣点的时候
，So when we find the common,
其实我们是可以同行的。
When we find the common point, we can journey together.
而世代之间的差异
，the differences,
我们常觉得是问题
，we think they are problems.
但会不会其实是祝福
？But they might be blessings.
因为一群想法相同的人聚在一起。
So we have a group of people having the same thinking.
怎么讨论都讨论不出新的东西。
So that we won't discuss new things when we come together.
但是真正有不同想法的人愿意对话的时候
，So when we have people of different thinking coming together,
往往新的事就会发生。
So we can generate new things.
如果每一代人长得都一个样子
，So if every generation are
一样的思考方式。
We are uniform in our
thinking, 一样理解世界的方式
，same perspectives to the world。
其实我们没什么机会更新
，so there are very little chance for us to renew。
会不会上帝容许世代之间有这么不同的特色
？Maybe God allows us to have different thinking。
其实也是邀请我们每一代的人都持续更新的关键呢。
And inviting us to renew ourselves。
因此，我想要今天再次回到福音来谈世代如何同行。
So I want to return to the gospel as I talk about journeying together.
我两个礼拜前在预备一个信息的时候，听到一个广播节目。
So 2 weeks ago, when I was preparing for a message, I heard a podcast.
是美国一个很有名的一个 podcaster.
It's a very famous podcast in the U.S.
他主持了一个访谈节目，叫做《The Diary of a CEO》。
So the podcast title is The Diary of a CEO.
那他那次访谈的对象是有号称当代 AI 教父的 Jeffrey Hinton.
So he was interviewing the father of AI.
当最后访谈的最后问到说对当现在人类幸福最大的威胁是什么的时候
，So when he asked him what is the greatest threat.
Jeffrey Hinton 毫不犹豫地说：“是没有失去工作这件事情。”
So the greatest threat of AI is the loss of jobs.
他说，即便未来科技的发展让我们所有的人都可以在生活上饱足。
So the advancement of technology can fuel us.
但他说，当失去了工作的时候，会使人失去生活的意义和使命感。
But it will our value and our purpose will be lost.
也会让人感到郁闷跟不快乐。
And will feel unhappy and lonely.
他指出了一个关键的问题。
So there's one key problem.
其实我们需要的不是只是一份工作。
So what we need is not a job.
而是借着工作带来的意义。
So it's to find the meaning through work.
而事实上，人工智能在取代人类的工作机会，这已经不是未来的事情。
So AI taking over jobs is not something that's in the future.
是正在发生的事情。
It's already happening.
美国的大学毕业生已经连续三年的大学毕业失业率不断在创新高。
So the unemployment rates of graduates in the U.S. Is an all-time high.
我有个好朋友在矽谷工作，在 Meta 上班。
So I have a friend who works in Meta.
他说过去一年像坐云霄飞车一样。
So in the past one year,
公司一直裁员，然后股票一直涨。
So the company keep retrenching and the share price keep going up.
就涨一波。
So every retrenchment, the share price go up.
可是可怕的是，你不知道什么时候裁到你。
So the scary thing is you don't know when will be the next to be retrenched.
我想这是我们这个世代的焦虑。
So we understand that today's generation's
anxiety. 表面的问题是科技。
So in terms of technology.
表面的问题是工作。
On the surface.
但其实真正的议题是我们的身份跟尊严。
But the core of the issue is our identity and our dignity.
是我们的孤单跟破碎。
Is our brokenness.
我们渴望有意义，有使命。
We desire.
我们想要找到活下去的动力与盼望。
We desire for meaning to live.
我认为这些是不分世代我们共同渴望的。
So this is something that we desire across every generation.
也是不分世代我们共同恐惧跟挣扎的。
It's something that we all fear and struggle.
我们到底如何来回应呢？
How do we respond?
我相信上帝给教会的使命。
I believe God gave the church this mission.
不只是一个责任。
It's not just the duty.
更是这一切的回答。
It's also an answer.
因此，我想要说，教会不需要求大家来回应大使命。
Church doesn't need to beg us, persuade us to respond.
回应上帝的使命是我们人生生命唯一的出路。
But responding to God is our only hope.
因此，今天早上容我再次回到福音是什么。
So let me return to the gospel this morning.
让我来解释一下为什么回应使命是我们人生唯一的出路。
Let me explain why responding to God's mission is our only hope.
刚刚这个 AI 教父 Jeffrey Hinton 他说到，失去工作会是未来对人类幸福感最大的威胁。
So the just now the father of AI said that loneliness.
我们身为人的价值跟尊严到底何在呢？许多人，我们试着用我们工作的成就来找到自己的价值。
So many of us find our value through the success of our work.
我们有的时候是用我们名片上面的职称来找到自己身份的价值。
So we find our value through the job title and our name cards.
也有些人是透过我们的薪水或者是我们的存款来找自己的价值。
Some find value in our bank account.
但是其实这一切都是转眼就过。
But all these things will pass.
我从小是在医院长大。
I grew up in hospital.
不是因为生病。
Not because I'm sick.
而是因为我妈妈在医院上班。
Because my dad works in the hospital.
所以我是 literally 住在医院的急诊室的门口。
So I really lived outside the emergency room.
有一次我们家有一个客人在我们家昏倒。
So once a guest in our house fainted,
我直接走到对面推了一个轮椅来把他接进急诊室。
So we immediately found a wheelchair and wheeled him out.
我小时候因为放学的时候不知道去哪边就会跑到医院去找我妈妈。
When I was young, when I have nowhere to go, I would go to the hospital to find my dad.
那个时候我还是一个六岁的小朋友。
I was six.
有一个护士姐姐就带我去逛医院。
So a nurse brought me around.
然后那个医院是全台湾最大的医院之一。
So the hospital was one of the biggest in Taiwan.
有一层病房是这个给 VIP 的病房。
So there's one level is just for the VIP.
基本上早年那是台湾蒋家专用的病房。
So it's reserved for the
不是一间是一层
one level.
那后来就是很多的达官贵人也会在那边。
So later on, other officials also will be able to.
有一次那个护士姐姐带我在那边逛的时候。
So once the nurse brought me there.
看到另外一个护士推着一个病人出来。
So there was another nurse pushing a wheelchair.
那个护士姐姐说：“弟弟，你知道他是谁吗？”
The nurse asked, "Do you know who he is?"
我看了很久。
I looked.
我不敢回答。
I don't.
因为我心中的答案是。
The answer in my heart.
那不就是一个病人吗
？This is a patient.
他跟我说，他曾经是我们的上将。
So he was a general.
很厉害的一个人物。
Very powerful.
那一刻，我突然明白一件事情。
So at that moment, I understand.
不论我们是谁
，No matter who we are,
我们年老的时候长得都一个样子。
We are all we are the same.
如果我们身份尊严的价值来自于我们的工作成就
，If our identity and dignity comes from the worth of our work,
我们迟早会失望的。
So we'll be.
但是福音如何回答我们身份价值的尊严呢
？So what can bring us true identity and dignity?
福音首先是关乎上帝的创造。
So the gospel is first about the creative power of God.
上帝创造了万物。
God created all things.
上帝也创造了你跟我。
God also created you and me.
我有一次在听一个 Cornell 大学的基因病理学教授在演讲的时候。
So I was listening to this professor Pravin Satapathy.
这位教授他讲了以下这一段话，我先用英文念，然后我再讲中文，然后翻译再翻成粤语。他说 Science has taught us that we are strikingly similar to other creatures. We are surprisingly dependent on other species. And even more, you could think of us just made out of stardust. 他说科学告诉我们其实我们人类的基因啊跟其他物种其实差别没那么大。而且我们作为一个物种的存在也需要仰赖其他物种的存在。而且更有甚者，其实组成我们的原子跟组成宇宙星辰的原子是没有分别，一模一样的。
So we are the same as the stardust.
哇，这是不是一个非常典型的无神论者的一个论述啊
？So this is a very typical reasoning of.
当我听到的时候，也觉得哇，这位教授真的是一个彻头彻腿、彻头彻尾的无神论者。
So he's really a true and true secularist.
但演讲的最后，我发现他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
But at the end, I realized he's a very devoted Christian.
他说了一句话，我觉得对我是非常震撼的。
What? Something he said really inspired me.
他说是什么使人与万物有分别呢
？So what makes us different from the rest of the creatures?
不是我们的基因排序。
Not because, not.
不是组成我们的 物理的这个分子是特别的
not the DNA in us
而是当上帝创造我们的时候
is when God created us
上帝选择对我们说话
God chose to talk to us
我们今天早上读的创世纪第一章二十六、二十七、二十八节
So today we read scripture Genesis 1:27-28
讲到说当上帝创造人的时候上帝祝福了我们
So it talks about God blessing us after he created us
并且赋予我们管理看守的责任
And he gave us the mandate to take care of this world
原来我们的价值尊严独特不是来自我们的工作
So our value and dignity does not come from our work
而是来自上帝的工作
It comes from the work of God
当我们在说一切唯独恩典的时候
So when we say everything comes through grace,
福音是关乎上帝恩典的时候
the gospel is related to grace.
这个恩典不只是耶稣基督的救赎
This grace is not just the redemptive power of God.
也是三一上帝的创造
It's also His creation.
所以你我的价值不在于你做了什么，我做了什么
So you, our value does not depend on the things that we have done.
而在于上帝做了什么。
It all depends on what God has done.
而在这个福音的基础上
and on this gospel,
我们不同的世代应该要改变看待彼此的眼光。
So across different generations, we look at each other.
华人有一个很不好的习惯
and we have one bad habit among the Chinese.
每一代都觉得下一代不行。
Every generation thinks the next generation cannot make it.
每一代也都觉得上一代是老古董。
So every young generation thinks the previous generation is old fashioned.
我们不只是自古文人相亲，我们世代也是相亲的。
So,
我们总觉得我们这一代才是对的。
So we always think that our generation is right.
年轻那一代不行。
So the next generation
上面也不行。
Cannot.
Previous generation 是不是我们应该回到福音的眼光？
So we got to go back to the lens of the gospel.
上一代是上帝造的。
The previous generation is created by God.
下一代是上帝造的。
The next generation is created by God.
我们这一代也是。
This generation as well.
他们值得被尊重。
They should be respected.
他们值得被我们有价值的看待。
They should be seen as valuable.
不是因为我们认为他们做的好不好。
Not because of what we think of them.
而是他们是按着上帝的形象被造的，跟我们一样。
But because they have been created in the image of God, just like us.
他们是被上帝祝福的，如同我们一样。
They have been blessed by God, just like us.
他们也是被赋予一个使命的，如同我们一样。
They have been entrusted the responsibility, just like us.
唯有当我们回到上帝的创造。
Right, as we return to the creation of God,
我们才能看到原来彼此是有价值的。
Then we understand that actually all of us has value.
我们才能够有尊严的去对待他人。
Then we can see everyone with dignity.
同时也包含对待我们要去宣教的对象。
And as well to those that we need to reach.
我们并没有比他们更优越。
We are not superior to them.
过去两百年的宣教历史可能让我们有一个盲点。
So over the 200 years of missions, we may have a blind spot.
好像总是比较有受教育的要把福音带给没受教育的。
It seems that it's the educated who brings the gospel to the uneducated.
比较有钱的国家把福音带给比较贫困的国家。
The richer countries bring the gospel to the poorer countries.
军事实力比较强盛的国家把福音带给军事实力比较弱小的国家。
Stronger military powers bring the gospel to the weaker military powers.
某种程度来说，这的确是过去三四百年宣教的一个现实。
At a certain level, this is the reality of the mission's work in the past 200 years.
但是不是这样子。
But it's not like this.
在两千年前，耶稣基督的门徒是社会上的边缘人。
So 2,000 years ago, Jesus was the marginalized.
他们不是政治上的强势，反而是边缘人。
They are not the political powers.
在经济上，他们也不是那富有的，他们可能是反而是相对而言比较贫穷的。
They also do not have economic powers. They were poor.
但是上帝却使用这样的一群门徒，短短五十年当中把福音传遍罗马帝国。
But God used His disciples to spread the gospel in 50 years across the Roman Empire.
福音让我们重新看到彼此的尊严跟价值。
So gospel allows us to see each other's dignity and value.
也改变我们待人接物的方式。
And transform the way we receive.
包括对内我们世代之间怎么样彼此相待。
Including across the generations.
也包括我们怎么去对待我们去被差遣进入到他们当中的这些人。
And including those that we will reach.
所以福音首先是关乎上帝的创造。
And this Gospel is relating to the creation.
上帝的拯救跟救赎。
And gospel also is the redemptive power.
上帝救赎的大能是一个天大的好消息。
So this gospel is the great news of.
我们今天很多人都在问，如果上帝是全能的，是慈爱的，为什么会容许苦难发生呢？
So if God is love, why is there suffering in this world?
我很喜欢凯勒牧师他怎么回答这个问题。
I love how Tim Keller answered this question.
他说有两种回答的方式。
So there are two answers.
一种是逻辑的。
One is
一种是个人性的回答。
Logic. The other is a personal level.
他说逻辑的回答方式是这样子的。
So in the logic,
你想不出来有好的理由，不代表没有那个好的理由存在。
If you cannot think of a good reason of suffering, doesn't mean it does not exist.
只是我们还没有找到而已。
It's only because we haven't found it.
这是逻辑性的回答。
It's at the level of logic.
但他说，大部分问这个问题的人，并不是要一个逻辑的答案。
But most people who ask this question is not seeking for a logical answer.
而是在真实的生活困难当中，他们在受苦。
But in they are suffering in reality.
他说，那么上帝对苦难的回应是什么呢？
那so what's the God's response to suffering?
是上帝亲自来到我们当中。
God.Came among us to be among us,
与我们一同受苦
and suffer with us.
让我们看到那全然公义者也受苦
let us see that the all perfect God also suffered.
所以并不是所有的苦难都是源自于我们的犯罪。
So not all sufferings come from our sins.
上帝没有选择用逻辑性的回答我们为什么受苦。
So God did not just use reason to explain what the cause of suffering.
而是来到我们当中为我们与我们一同受苦。
And he came and be among us and suffer with us.
最终把自己的生命都给了我们。
And he gave up his life for us.
但三天之后从死里复活。
And came back to life 3 days later.
胜过了苦难与死亡。
Overcoming death.
这是上帝对苦难的回应。
And this is God's response to suffering.
礼拜五晚上的时候我们讲到福音是关乎上帝的国临到。
So Friday night we talk about gospel is about the kingdom of God.
国也是关乎有一位君王。
So it's about the king of the kingdom.
对很多人来说有一个君王怎么会是一个好消息呢？
So to many, what is it good news when you have a king?
我们很害怕有君王管辖我们嘛。
We are very afraid of having king rule
over us. 那耶稣基督作王为什么会是一个好消息呢
？So why God being king is a good news?
关键不是在有没有人作王。
So the
而是他是怎样的一位王。
The main point is not whether there's a king, but God is our king.
从历史来看，我们看到的是他们为了成就他们的霸业，不惜牺牲他的百姓。
So king, they are not afraid to sacrifice his people to for personal gains.
我们宁可自己做王。
So we will rather be king ourselves.
一有机会就把上面的拉下来。
So when we have a chance, we will.
世代之间何尝不是如此
？We'll play God. And
许多时候我在一些教会跟一些中生代年轻人在聊天的时候
，So when I talk to the young people,
他们都跟我抱怨说上一代在打压他们。
So they're all complaining that the previous generation is exploiting them.
没事的，我们可以比谁的命比较长。
So who has a longer life?
这是一个死的逻辑哦。
It's a dead end.
如果我们是这样面对上一代的
，So if we how the way we treat the previous generation,
真的是该我们当家做主的时候。
So even when time comes when we are taking the lead,
我们的下一代会怎么对我们
？So What would the next generation do to us?
一定是有样学样。
They will follow the same example.
下一代也在跟我们比命长。
So the next generation will also just compare and see who lives longer.
因为当我们现在这样的死的逻辑当中的时候
，So when we adopt this reasoning,
上一代永远的很难去放手。
So the last previous generation will try hard to let go.
因为担心的不是传承。
So what they worry is not the
succession. 而是一旦放手，自己就会被忘记。
So it's when they let go, they will be forgotten.
一旦放手，自己过去的一切都将被否定。
So what they have,
而下一代就算用各样的方式争取到了改变的机会
，So the younger generation gain the opportunity to change.
也会怕更年轻的一代用同样的方式对自己。
They also be anxious that the next generation will use the same way to treat them.
这是一个死掉的逻辑。
This,
但是耶稣基督作王是好消息。
But the gospel is the good news.
因为这一位王，他不是为了自己的利益而牺牲我们。
Because this king, will not sacrifice us for his personal gain.
而是为了我们的益处而舍了自己的生命。
But he died for us for our gains.
当我们看着十字架
，we look at the cross.
当我们仰望基督的舍命的时候
，we look at God's sacrifice.
想到这一位王不只是爱我
，this king doesn't only love us.
不只是为我们舍己。
Doesn't just lay down his life for us.
从死里复活
and he also came back to life.
也是蛮有能力的上帝
He's also.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
if God did not come back to life,
他顶多是一个烂好人
so he is at most a good person.
他也许对我们好，我们很感动
so, maybe he was very good to us and we were touched, but we do not have hope.
但是这位王他不但为我们舍己
but this king not only did he die for us,
他还从死里复活了
he also came back to life.
让我们看到死亡的权势也不能胜过这世界的黑暗。
So we see that the death can overcome the power of God.
这是为什么他作王是一个天大的好消息。
That's why it's a very good news that God.
福音是关乎上帝救赎的大能。
So it's about God redemptive.
而凡信靠耶稣基督的，我们就被赐下权柄，成为天父的儿女们。
And to all who believes in Him.He will be called his sons and.
当耶稣要开始传道之前
，and before Jesus went out to preach,
他接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
So he received baptism from John.
洗礼完之后，天上有个声音说：“这是你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
After the baptism, he there was a voice: "You are my son, whom I love with you."
我想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you one question.
这句话到底是讲给谁听的？
What's this?
应该不是要讲给耶稣听的。耶稣难道不知道吗？
Does not Jesus know that he is well pleased?
讲给我们听的。
Actually, God said this for us.
而事实上，这个时间点也非常的重要。
And in fact, this point, this moment was very
critical. 这句话不是在耶稣进入旷野胜过试探之后天父说的。
So this happened before.Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted.
而是在耶稣还没有在旷野当中胜过试探之前就说的。
So this one, this was said to Jesus before, Jesus overcame the temptation.
所以当我们在基督里成为上帝蒙爱的儿女的时候
，So when we are loved by God,
这也提醒我们一件事情。
This reminds us,
我们被爱不是因为我们已经证明了自己值得被爱。
We are loved not because we have proven ourselves to be worthy.
而是上帝选择爱我们。
And it's because God has chosen to love us.
我们之所以可以在各样的工作跟侍奉当中有安息。
So the reason why we can do our work.
因为知道其实最终上帝已经完成了他的工作了。
So we know that God has completed his work.
我们最终的结局是确定的了。
Our end is guaranteed.
所以我们可以安然的依靠他。
So we can.Depend on him.
相信他所做的工作是有效的。
Trust that his work is.
而这对跨代之间同行回应使命的意义是什么呢
？So what does it mean?
不同世代，我们不再需要去努力的证明我们比别人优秀。
So different generations do not have to compete that we are better than the other generation.
而是我们真的去看到对方是蒙爱的。
So we see whether each generation loves people.
我们不要只是太事工导向。对于工作有帮助，我们才去联系。
We don't do it before because it's effective.
我们是不是也能够，当我们在事工上没有关系的时候，我们仍旧彼此相爱呢
？So, we stop loving when we have nothing to.
有一次有个宗派的这个 bishop 他跟我分享。
So there's this someone who shared with me.
他说，当他还是在任的 bishop 的时候，每次农历新年，手机都会收到好多的问安。
So every Chinese New Year, he will receive many greetings in his phone.
当他卸任了之后的第一个农历新年早上一起来。
So when after he stepped down, the the morning of his first Chinese New Year,
他想，哎，我的手机是不是坏了？
Is my phone not working?
收讯是不是不太好？
Is the reception bad?
那个红点很少。
Also the.Very few messages coming through.
他跟我说，其实很失落。
So actually, he was very sad.
可是他说，圣灵突然提醒他。
But the spirit prompted him.
他说，你被忘记，你会失落。
So you are sad because you have forgotten.
有没有想过那些被你忘记的前辈呢？
How about those who have been forgotten before you?
于是他那天就想到说，我为什么要等着别人跟我问安呢？
Why must I wait for other people to send their greetings to me?
他就拿起手机去想着他的前辈们。
So he took his phone and think of.
还在世的，他就一个一个发信息问安。
So he sent messages to those before.
弟兄姐妹，这就是跨代同行。
So this is journeying together across generations.
我们的关系不应该只是建立在工作关系上。
Our relationship should not be built on ministry or work.
也不是只是建立在人与人之间的血缘亲属关系上。
And not built upon family relationships.
更是建立在基督的宝血把我们连结成为家人的关系上。
And it's built upon God's salvation that bind us together.
第三个，讲到福音的时候，福音不只是关乎上帝的创造。
So gospel is not just about God's creation.
也不只是关乎上帝的拯救。
It's not about just about His redemption.
更是也关乎上帝给予我们使命。
And also about God's mission.
你会说，牧师，你不要再骗我了。当我听到使命的时候，我怎么会觉得这是好消息呢？
How is that good news?
想到使命就是重担。
Mission is a burden.
华福在过去三年，我们都在强调在职场当中要活出使命。
So we have been stressing we need to live out mission.
有一个年轻人就私下跟我很坦白的说：“董牧师，你讲的太高了。”
So, one young person came up to me and said, "These two."
他说我在职场已经活得像条狗了，你还要我有使命
？I'm already tired, too tired from work. How can I have energy for mission?
做一条狗能够活着已经不错了。
As a dog is good enough to be alive.
还要再套上一个使命，这不是要压垮我吗
？So if we have still to be missional, isn't it too burdensome?
所以一方面我们想到使命的时候，我们觉得是重担。
So when we talk about mission, we see as
可是当代的在职场上工作的人，我们又都渴望一个事情。
But those of us in the workplace, we desire something.
我们渴望是有意义的。
We desire our work to be meaningful.
今天我们看到许多的Gen Z 的工作者，他们渴望的不只是一份有好的薪水的工作。
So the Gen Z workers, they don't just look for good salary work.
更是一份要有意义的工作。
They look for a work that is meaningful.
很有趣哦，我们讨厌使命。
So very interesting, we dislike.
可是我们渴望意义。
But we desire meaning.
可是这两件事情不是同一件事吗
？But are they not the same?
如果你做的事情要有意义
，So if one your what you do to have purpose and meaning,
就因为它有一个使命嘛
？Shouldn't it come with a mission?
你有使命才有意义。
You only have meaning if you have a mission.
你没有使命怎么会有意义呢
？If you do not have mission, how would you derive meaning?
所以其实当上帝赋予他的百姓使命的时候
，So when God entrusted His people, His mission,
你也可以说他在赋予我们生命的意义。
You can say that He's entrusted us with a purpose.
昨天我们提到这个上帝给予我们的使命包含三个部分。
So we talked about yesterday, this,
创造美善的大任命。
So there's a great mandate.
关爱邻舍的大诫命。
The great commission.
做主门徒的大使命。
And also the great commandment.
在上帝的同在当中，我们是不是能够一起来做这三件事情
？So when we come together, can we do all these three things together?
耶稣基督不只是把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
Jesus did not just save us from our sins.
在英文说 saved from 拯救出来。
So in English, it's saved from.
但是也包含把我们拯救出来，为了更关键荣耀的使命 ，saved for。
So we are not just saved from, but also saved for.
如果救恩只是要把我们从最终拯救出来
，So if salvation is just saving us from sins,
最好的安排是把洗礼跟追思礼拜放在一起。
So the best thing is to put baptism and memorial service together.
洗完那一刻雷就劈下来。
So once baptized, the lightning strikes.
为什么？因为得救了。
So because we have already gained salvation, there's nothing left.
与神同在岂不更好
？So, isn't it better to be with God?
但是为什么我们在受洗的那一刻，并不是立刻被接走呢
？So why is it not that after baptism we are immediately taken back to God?
从最终被拯救出来。
It's because it's not just about being saved from sins.
也是关乎被拯救之后开始参与在上帝今天的新创造当中。
It's also about being saved for God's work.
每个人的工作都是有意义的。
Everybody's work has meaning.
只要当我们看到我们所做的是参与在上帝新创造的工作当中。
So as long as it's participating in God's mandate.
而且这样的工作不一定是要高薪高职位的人。
And this work does not need to have a high salary or a high position.
照顾孩子是很重要的工作。
Caring for our children is very important.
照顾年老的长辈是很重要的工作。
Caring for our elderly parents are very important.
我爸爸妈妈过去都是大学老师。
My parents were university professors.
他们现在两个人全职的工作就是照顾各自的妈妈。
So their main full-time job is to take care of their own parents.
很辛苦。
Very tough.
但很有意义。
But very meaningful.
我看着他们在照顾他们妈妈的时候。
When I look at them taking care of their moms.
我知道很辛苦。
I know it's very tough.
但我心中也会有个渴望。
In my heart, I have this desire.
如果有一天我有机会可以这样照顾他们。
If one day I can take care of them like this,
主啊，让我好好的做好这件事情。
And let me do it well.
我们不是要用这个世界衡量工作价值的方式来看我们所做的。
So we don't use the world standard to judge our worth.
而是回到上帝的使命。
And we go back to God's mission.
我们如何在工作当中去创造美善
？How do we create beauty and goodness?
去关爱上帝放在我们身旁的邻舍。
And have God among us.
在当中自己做主门徒跟随耶稣
And be God's disciple and follow him.
甚至也能够影响带领他人一起来跟随。
And bring other people to follow as well.
世代之间我们可以一起同行。
Across generations we can journey together.
这个不是只是单向的，就是我们某一代的人创造美善给下一代的人。
It's not one way, not the first generation creating goodness and beauty for the next generation. But it's two way.
我最近这次来的时候，跟新加坡一个教会的牧师我们见面吃饭吃 burger。
So in this trip I met with another pastor eating burger。
这个教会在新加坡叫做Heart of God 神之心教会。
So this pastor come from the Church Heart of God。
这位教会的一位牧师 Pastor Lee 啊，他讲了一句话，我觉得对我来讲印象很深刻。
So the pastor is Pastor Lee. He said this.
他说 ：“If you babysit the youth, you will get babies. But if you lead the youth, you will have leaders.” 当我们赋权给青少年成为生产者的时候，他们就会成为一个能够影响生产的领袖。当我们试着要娱乐我们青少年的时候，我们只是把他们培养成一个消费者而已。
So if we empower youth, they will become producers. If we just entertain them, they will become consumers.
但其实我们没有一代的人是渴望只是单单当个消费者的。
So no one desire to be just consumer.
我们其实都渴望能够参与在上帝的工作里。
We all seek to participate in God's kingdom.
能够有所贡献。
And to contribute.
不同世代能够给予的是不一样的。
We different generations can contribute different ways.
但是关键是什么呢？
But what's the key issue?
关键是爱。
And the main point is love.
跟终极的使命。
And be faithful to the
call. 我跟我爸爸是两代不同的人。他是婴儿潮世代。
So my mom is baby boomer.
省钱。
And say, are
有一次当他要把我们的一个房屋给清空租给别人的时候。
So once he was emptying the house to rent it out.
里面有一个很大的衣柜要搬出来。
So there was a very big wardrobe to be
在星期六的晚上他要我去帮他一起搬。
So Saturday morning, Saturday evening,
我隔天要讲道。
She asked me to help.
我们试了很多不同的角度都搬不出来。
So we tried different angle, we couldn't bring it.
最后我用数学算给我爸爸看，说为什么搬不出来。
So we use math to prove to my dad why we can't do it.
你们说我说的对不对？
So,
可是我爸爸跟我说，
But my dad said,
搬得进去就一定搬得出来。
If you can bring it in, you can take it out.
所以到底是我的逻辑对，还是他的经验对？
So is my reasoning correct or his experience correct?
这不就是世代之间很多时候的张力的来源吗？
So isn't it the source of conflict for today's
年轻人给你看数据。
So the young like to look at data, like to look at analysis.
还不改变吗？上一代说我们过去就是这样做的。
So the previous generation say I've been doing this all along. Why we can't do it now?
后来我们两个讲得很不开心。
So time
we both they were not. 我们就让钱来解决。
We just let money to solve this problem.
我说我出钱找一个人来帮我们把他给搬走，好不好
？So I fork out money to get someone to help us.
我爸说你不要吵。
Carry. My dad said, "Shut up."
去倒垃圾。
I'll go throw the garbage.
我很生气的倒完垃圾回来。
So I was very angry as I took the garbage.
我就说爸，走了吧，我明天要讲道。
Dad, let's go. I need to preach tomorrow.
他突然跟我说。
And he said,
我们来把它锯开来。
Let's saw it.
我快崩溃了。
So I was.
我说爸，你别闹了，这么晚哪里找来的锯子
？So there's no saw this time.
他说你先收拾。
So you go pack up first.
五分钟后他出来。
So 5 minutes later.
拿出一根线锯。
So he took out.
他在楼下的超市买的。
Oh, he took out. He bought a saw from.
我说爸，你别闹了，这个木柜是实木做的，线锯根本锯不开。
So you can't do it with this tool. It's too hard.
他说你安静。
So you say keep quiet.
就开始锯。
So you started sawing.
滋滋滋在那边锯。
So you started sawing.
我锯了五分钟，我看那个进度只进去这么一点点。
So after 5 minutes, I saw that the saw only.
那是一个很大的一个衣柜。
Of a very big wardrobe.
但是我看着我爸，我觉得很心疼。
But I was
我觉得他的腰不好，我知道他的腰不好。
So his back was.
而且他当时也快70岁了。我说好，爸，我来，我来。
So he said, let me do it.
就开始接过锯子来锯。
So I started sawing.
不锯还好。
So it's
一锯才发现锯东西是要有技巧的。
So when you start sawing, you realize that you need some
我爸看了老半天。
Strategy.
我五分钟的进度比他还少。
After 5 minutes,
他说：“儿子，让开让开，我来我来。
”So they said, "Let me do it."
哦，我看了不是办法，已经十一点半了。
So it's already 11:30, and we're still trying to solve this.
我看到旁边有一根铁锤。
So there was a hammer.
我想说，我爸在锯，那我就把他给砸到。
So we want to hammer it.
所以我爸一边锯，我就一边拿锤子在砸。
So as my dad was sawing, I was hammering the wardrobe.
我爸看到我在砸，他的兴致也来了。
So my dad was excited as he saw that.
一边锯一边在踹那个柜子。
So he was kicking the wardrobe as he saw.
最后我们父子两个花了半小时，不是把它锯开。
So after half an hour, it's not. We didn't manage to saw it apart.
我们是把它给撕裂了。
Or it was broken into pieces.
一片一片的把那个柜子给搬出去。
So we took the wardrobe piece by piece out.
那天要回家前。
So before we.
我是穿的那种汗衫，就是那种吊咖。
So we were in the vest.
我爸爸也是，然后我们就在回家前，我们就去 7-Eleven 买了这个矿泉水在那边喝。
So before we left, we dropped by 7-Eleven for water.
我突然有种很奇特的感受。
So I have a very interesting feeling.
我就跟我转头跟我爸爸说
，I told my dad，
说爸爸，如果有一天我要主持你的追思礼拜的话
，So that if one day I got to
我一定不会忘记这一天的。
I won't forget this incident.
很美的回忆。
It's a beautiful memory.
弟兄姐妹，是什么让这个成为美的呢？
Brothers and sisters, what made this memory beautiful?
第一个是爱。
First is love.
因为我爱我的爸爸。
Because I love my dad.
我的爸爸爱我。
My dad loves me.
虽然我们有冲突。
And although we have conflict.
虽然我们意见不同。
We can still work together.
但最终我们发现重点是那个过程。
And we realize the main thing is the process.
第二个是我们参与在一个共同的使命里面。
And we participate in a common mission.
这是一个美好的回忆。
It's a beautiful memory.
虽然过程当中很可怕。
And the process was scary.
弟兄姐妹，跨代同行的关键又是什么呢？
So what's the critical thing in the
generation? 不是要做你的事，还是我的事
？Generations.
而是到底我们的共同的使命是什么
？So it's the What is our common goal?
不是你的策略好，还是我的策略好。
It's not whether your strategy is better or mine is better.
关键是你爱不爱对方。
The critical thing is whether you love each other.
你有没有让对方感受到你对他的爱
Does the other generation feel your love?
之间，我们能够知道对方是爱我们的时候。
So when we know that the other generation loves us.
当我们的知道我们共同的使命是清楚的时候。
When we know that our common goal is clear.
我们就能够跨代同行。
We can journey together across generations.
这是上帝给我们的恩典。
This grace given by God.
我们常以为上帝衡量我们的方式是看我们为他做了多大的事情。
So God does not judge us by how big, how great the things we have done for Him.
可是新约圣经让我们看到。
The New Testament shows us.
保罗说：“我们本是他的工作。”
We are His work.
原来上帝更在意的是我们成为怎样的一群人。
So God is more concerned. Of what,
我们连结合一不只是为了要传福音。
When we come in unity, it's not just for sharing the gospel.
我们如何连结、如何同工，本身就是福音的一种表达。
So how do we work together is the gospel itself.
而最终关于未来的动力跟盼望。
And it concerns the
福音是关乎上帝的创造跟拯救。
And it's about God's creation and redemption.
也关乎上帝赋予我们使命。
And gospel is also about God's commission.
而最终福音也是关乎上帝国度有一天要全然的临到。
And finally, the gospel is about the coming of God's kingdom.
我们今天这个时代遇到很大的挑战。
So this generation we are met with very big challenge.
我们都不知道明日会如何。
We don't know how we look like.
但是我们之所以有动力、有盼望。
But why do we have the motivation and hope?
因为我们知道这个世界最终有一天耶稣基督会再来。
It's because we know that Jesus will come back.
而那一天我们要说看到说哇一切都更新了。
And we know that on that day everything will be renewed.
这如何能够带给我们生命的动力跟一种面对生活不同的态度呢？
So how will this change our perspective?
我最后用个例子来解释。
I'll use an example to illustrate.
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
他们超爱坐云霄飞车的。
So they love to.
我超讨厌这个东西的。小时候他们要坐的时候都要大人陪。
So I hate roller coaster, but when they as they do roller coaster, I need to accompany them.
我还蛮自私的，我们是输的人陪。
So it's the loser will go.
我有时候坐在那边看着两个孩子排队的时候，我都有一种很深的纳闷。
So when I see them queuing,
为什么有这么多的人排队？
Why are there so many people queuing?
为什么这么多人愿意花钱排队去买一种快要死掉的感觉？ So,
why are there so many people?Queuing for,
我很想跟他们说，不用花钱，不用排队，总有一天轮到你。
So you don't have to queue, don't have to pay. One day you'll have that feeling of dying.
直到有一次我坐在那边看的时候，我突然明白为什么了。
So once I observe and I understood why.
你们知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为排队的这些人，他们相信他们两分钟后不会死。
Because they believe that two minutes later they will not die.
他们到底会不会死那是不一定的。
Will they die? It's not.
因为曾经发生过意外。
But because there will be accidents.
可是他们会排是因为他们相信他们不会死。
But why they queue is because they believe that they will not die.
他们相信在过程当中不论经历到什么样的情况，他们最终两分钟后可以安安全全的回到月台上面。
So no matter how the rides go, they believe that they will come back alive.
所以当他们感觉到快要死掉的时候，他们还可以向着死亡夸胜。
So even as they feel like they're dying, they can still
享受那个过程
and enjoy the
那个过程是既痛苦
the process was
但是你又在当中觉得好刺激
but at the same time very exciting.
因为他们知道，他们确定一件事情是他们不会死
because they know for sure that they will not die.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒的生命何尝不是如此呢？
Surprise is the Christian life is like that, isn't it?
你我的人生最后的结局会是什么呢
？The angle of our life.
其实人生只有两种剧本。
So the ending of our life only there are
only two
ends.
一种叫悲剧，
one is tragedy, the other is comedy.
悲剧的意思不是不会有好的事情发生。
Tragedy is not because there have been no good things happening.
而是不论有多好的事情发生。
And not whether good things happening.
爬得越高，跌得越重。
So you climb higher, you will fall harder.
叫悲剧。
This tragedy.
就当我们在看悲剧的时候。
When you look at tragedy,
我们看到男女主角发生好的事情的时候
and we see good things between the
我们其实心中是很沉重的
and we feel a heavy
因为现在越开心
cause
将来越痛苦
the more happier you are, the sadder you will be.
罗密欧与朱丽叶
Romeo and Juliet
不就是这样吗？但多少时候今天这个时代的人是活在悲剧当中的
So how many of us live in tragedy?
最终一切都没了。
So in the end, everything is lost.
所以我们只能把握我们有限的今天，赶快创造一点成功的价值感。
So how do we create some worth?
至于未来的事情
，alive，
根本不敢去想。
But what?
但什么是喜剧
？We don't dare to imagine.
喜剧就是当中不论发生什么事情
，comedy, no matter what happens.
我们即便发生了很糟糕、很糟糕的事情
，even if you have very tough,
我们在看喜剧的时候都有一种期待。
We are expecting，
就是上帝，你到底要如何翻转这个导演到底要如何翻转这个剧情
？How do you overturn all this？
然后当我们看到最后的时候，会觉得哇，太精彩了。
When we see all, it's amazing。
所以看喜剧的时候，我们还是会有难过的时候。
So comedy will also feel sad，
还是会有愤怒的时候。
We still feel angry at times。
可是我们有一种盼望。
But we have hope。
导演会翻转。
God will overturn。
弟兄姐妹，我要问基督徒的人生到底是悲剧还是喜剧
？So is our life a tragedy or comedy？
如果你还不知道答案的话
，If you don't know your answer，
可以，我们可以仰望十字架。
We can look at the cross。
人类犯的最大的错误是什么呢
？What's the greatest mistake of humankind？
不就是竟是把那爱我们的全能上帝钉死在十字架上吗
？Is putting our Jesus on the cross？
但是今天我们却把这错误的记号高高挂起来
，And we put this cross，
因为上帝能够使用人类最大的错误
，and it's the greatest mistake， of
把它翻转成上帝救恩的大能
，and it's overturned to become the greatest salvation of
十字架本来是一个最羞辱的记号
，this cross is actually a symbol of shame，
曾经是一个失败者的记号。
It was a symbol of failure.
如今是一个得胜的记号。
Now it's the symbol of victory.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在基督耶稣里面
，When we are in Christ，
不论我们觉得我们现在的人生遇到了什么样的挫折困难
，No matter what circumstances you are in，
不论是自己犯错还是别人犯的错
，Whether it's our We have seen no.
没有任何事物能够拦阻上帝的翻转大能。
So nothing will stop God overturning all this.
所以让我们勇敢的把我们的生命献上。
Let us commit our lives to God.
在基督里的人生是最有保障的人生。
So a life in Christ is the life that is most guaranteed.
能够参与在上帝的使命当中是最有价值的人生。
When our life can be contributing to God's mission is the most valuable.
我觉得我们不是在求大家来回应宣教使命。
We are not persuading everyone to participate in God's mission.
而是希望我们看到回应宣教使命是人生最有盼望的选择。
And to see that responding to God's mission is the greatest hope that we can have.
所有的事情有一天都会过去。
Everything will pass in this world.
但我们在基督里所做的都不是徒劳的。
But all the things that we've done in Christ will not be futile. Let's pray.
天父，谢谢你。
God, thank you.
邀请我们参与在你的工作里。
And inviting us to participate in your God.
谢谢你借着华恩堂。
Thank you for using Grace Church.
过去52年。不论是差派还是支持还是亲自的出去
No matter was sending or supporting or going
看到这是一个施比受更为有福的教会
And knowing that it's giving is more blessed
也是一个愿意不断为你而跨越的教会
And it's
主今天早上求你再一次更新我们
Renew us today
而使我们看到这一切都是恩典
See that everything is grace
你的创造是恩典
Your creation is grace
你的拯救是恩典
Your redemption is grace
我们能够领受使命是恩典
We can receive mission itself is grace
我们能够回应参与是恩典
We can respond itself is grace
即便在困难当中
Even in difficult circumstances
因着未来要发生的确定的结局
And we know the certainty the end
也改变我们面对人生各样事情的态度跟眼光
And transform how we see this world
愿你使用我们的全人
Use us
都是你的
We are all yours
愿你使用
Please use us
愿你悦纳
We please
愿你祝福之后拨开分享出去成为更多人的祝福
Bless us that we can bless others
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus' name
Amen
Amen